Bio-based products were in the spotlight in the nation's capital this week, starting with a Senate Agriculture Committee hearing on how growing it here and making it here creates American jobs. Committee Chair Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan is a strong proponent of bio-based manufacturing.
For years, manufacturers have been looking toward agriculture to find bio-based alternatives to petroleum products. I've seen it firsthand from our automakers in Michigan. Agricultural products are being used in nearly every part of automotive production, from seats to interior panels, armrests to sunshades, soy wire coatings, carpets, and structural foam.
After the hearing, senators were able to see firsthand some of the exciting new products being made from crops like soybeans and meet with the companies making it happen. One of those companies is Elevance Renewable Sciences of Illinois, where Andy Schaefer is Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing.
We make products targeted at three broad market industries, the consumer and industrial space, where we make ingredients for cleaners, detergents, and solvents. We make ingredients for personal care products, and we make high-performance waxes. In our lubricants and additives space, we make base oils for lubricants and additives for lubricants and fuels. And in our engineered polymers and coatings area, we make building blocks for engineered polymers, high-performance plastics, and coatings and adhesives.
Schaefer went from the hearing to participate in the United Soybean Board Bio-Based Products Stakeholders Dialogue, where he had the opportunity to also meet with many government agency officials involved in the procurement and promotion of bio-based products, like Deputy Agriculture Secretary Krista Hardin.
Just a very short time ago, just getting the word spoken at a hearing was a big deal. And now there's a whole hearing focused on this agenda. So I think the industry has done a very good job. They continue to develop very good products, for one thing, creating jobs and really connecting with consumers. So there's a great story to tell, and I'm very proud of the industry that they're doing a good job telling it.
Hardin's immediate predecessor, Kathleen Merrigan, is now the Executive Director of Sustainability at George Washington University, where the USB event was held, providing a great venue.
Because here we are, so easily accessed by all the federal procurement officers. We've had great high-level people on stage giving presentations, and it didn't require a dime of federal travel money, so very easy to do for everybody. I appreciate all the people who traveled around the country in the bio-based industry making it here. I hope it was worth their while. I think we've put on a pretty good show.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.